Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. We are gathered here today to say goodbye to our dear sister in Christ, Connie Dries. And today we gather on the Tuesday of the holiest week of the year. And we look forward to Easter Sunday, just 5 days from now. And so as we gather today for this funeral service, we gather in the hope of the resurrection of the dead, knowing that because Christ lives, Connie will live, and we will live as well. Today, the order of service will be found printed on this lavender bulletin that you were given. Except for the words to the hymns, you will need the burgundy-colored hymnal, which is in front of you in the pew. And the first hymn that we will sing today is What a Friend We Have in Jesus, which is hymn number 770. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Connie was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We now continue with the reciting of Psalm 23. We speak these words together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Connie and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. The first reading today comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 25, beginning with verse 6. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the second reading comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, beginning with verse 1. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. If we have died with Christ, we shall also live with him. If we are faithful to the end, we shall reign with him. Our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 1. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. At this time, we join together in speaking the words of our Christian faith, the same words that Connie confessed many times throughout her life. We'll be using the words of the Apostles' Creed. If you need the words, they are printed for you on the back flap of the hymnal. We confess together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated. And we now turn to hymn 744, Amazing Grace. To the family and friends of Connie Dries, to those who are gathered here today to celebrate her life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Kathy, Connie's one and only beloved daughter. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. His grace shall lead me home. There's no place like home, right? That's a phrase that we hear often throughout our lives, whether it come from the mouth of Judy Garland at the end of The Wizard of Oz as she's clicking her heels, or maybe you see it, you know, on some sort of decorative wall hanging when you go into somebody's house. There's no place like home. Such a simple little saying, and yet it embodies what so many of us feel as we go through all the different changes and all the different seasons of life. There really is no place like home, and our hearts tend to yearn for home whenever we are away from it for some time. And so as I reflect on the life of our dear sister Connie, and I think about this faithful child of God who is now at rest in the arms of her Lord and Savior Jesus in heaven, it's really interesting as I think how content she must be to finally be home. You know, serving here as the pastor at Trinity in Hoyleton for the last couple of years, unfortunately, I never really got a chance to personally know Connie the way that I would have liked. You know, with her living up in Litchfield for these last several years, we only got to interact every once in a while. But sometimes, you know, I would look out at the crowd of all the people gathered here on Sunday morning, and she would surprise me. She'd be there. And after church, we'd kind of talk just a little bit out in the narthex, and Kathy and Connie would be there. And, you know, what I do remember is that there was always this glow about her when she was here. She always had this joy, this bright smile on her face. And now that I've had some opportunities over these last few days to really get to know who she was and what her personality was like, well, this makes complete sense to me. Because Connie loved to be home. And coming back here to visit Hoyleton and worshiping here at Trinity Lutheran Church, this was home for her. And there's just no place like home. Home is also where the heart is. And Connie definitely poured her heart and soul into her home. She loved spending time with her loved ones, spending time with the family. It seemed like you guys were always together. She liked to do things like garden and did a lot of canning and butchering and baking. I've heard from several people that Connie's chocolate angel food cake was the best, out of this world, famous for how good it was. I know there's a recipe over there on that cutting board. It looks like that's in her handwriting, is it? It's amazing. And there were even times when you would spend summer evenings cooking hot dogs or you'd go to Cardinal ball games. But even when you were together with other people, you were still together with each other, right? So, you know, going and playing pinochle, spending holidays with Norman and Marlene, right? All these times when you were together. And that felt like home. And then as the years go on, later on in life, as Connie became a grandmother, she poured her heart and soul into that. Now there's more people in the family to love, right? And so you guys got to do things like go to Walmart, and she would get you anything that you wanted, right? And, you know, there were even times later on, she's living in Litchfield, and she's away from Hoyleton, away from home. And yet she was still able to make that home in Litchfield. She became friends with Kathy and Chris's friends, and she liked to cook dinner on Wednesday nights, especially for those who didn't have anybody else at home that night. So there was that home feeling for them. It all sounds so simple, doesn't it? But this was the sweet spot for Connie. Home and family, spending time with those that she loved, and all of it bathed in the love of Jesus Christ. That was home for her. The flip side to all of this, of course, is that we all know that feeling when, you know, the further away you get from home, the scarier life can kind of be, right? So the more we venture down that path away from home, then the more dangerous it seems like the path becomes. And so that's why I'd like to point out the verse that is printed for you on the first page of the bulletin, right at the top. This was the confirmation verse that was given to Connie back on April 18th, 1943. So pretty much exactly 76 years ago this week, this verse came from Psalm 27, verse 1. And it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" That verse is such a comfort. I mean, it's a comfort to any Christian, right? When we consider the fact that even in the darkness of this world, the darkest of our days, the Lord continues to be our light. But I'm fully convinced that this verse was even more important to Connie as her confirmation verse. Somebody like her who really enjoyed the comfort and the securities of home. Somebody like her who really didn't love it when things would change all that much in her life. And yet, knowing and believing and having peace that no matter what happened in her life, the Lord was going to be by her side. She had nothing to fear because she had her Lord and Savior right there with her. And there were definitely some key moments in Connie's life when she had to lean on this kind of faith and trust. Like, for example, when Kathy moved to Champaign, and all of a sudden this family that was always together wouldn't be as much together as they had been in the past, and she had to kind of deal with that change, and yet the Lord was her light and her salvation. And then, of course, when her husband Gene had bypass surgery, and all of a sudden she had to, you know, make this journey to St. Louis by herself to visit him and had to consider this idea that maybe he would pass away, the Lord was her light and her salvation. And when Gene did pass just a few years ago, just a couple months before I moved to Hoyleton, and she really didn't want to be all by herself, and yet she had this moment where she looked her daughter in the eye and said, "It's okay, you can go home. I'll be all right." Again, because she knew that the Lord was her light and her salvation. And because she believed that and knew that beyond the shadow of a doubt, she was able to find comfort even when outside of her comfort zone. And now here we are today. And I know that for many of us, we're kind of outside of our comfort zone today, right? There's nothing particularly comfortable about a funeral. There's nothing particularly comfortable about having to face the reality of death and the grave. Unless, of course, our perspective is changed by faith in Jesus Christ. So that even when a loved one passes away, the Lord remains our light and our salvation. There's absolutely nothing for us to fear or dread today because God is in control. And he has always been faithful to us. And by the way, what better reminder could we possibly have of that than the fact that we are gathered here today on Tuesday of Holy Week? You know, one of the things that's amazing about Holy Week and a funeral, one of the things that they have in common is that they both deal with death, but they don't dwell in it. So Good Friday is just 3 days away from now. And sometimes we think about Good Friday as kind of being like a doom and gloom kind of a day. But we call Good Friday good for a reason. Because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ loved us so much that he was willing to give up everything. Even his own life. The Son of God left his eternal heavenly home, left the comfort zone of heaven, and came down into this world, left that all behind in order to take on human flesh, in order to save us. He entered our world over 2,000 years ago to be a humble servant, to bring hope to those who had none, to go to the cross and pay for our sins and show us that there's no place like home with him in God's kingdom. In fact, like we heard in the gospel reading, he went to prepare a place for us, for you and me, for Connie, for Jean, and for all the loved ones who have gone before us. No matter how far we feel like we are away from that home at times, when we face the difficulties of life in this world, Jesus alone remains our light and our salvation, the stronghold of our lives, who is always with us. The greatest thing about Holy Week is that it leads us right up to Easter Sunday. Knowing that Jesus rose again and continues to live even now. And the greatest thing about a funeral is that we know that the same thing applies to Connie, and the same thing applies to you and to me too. Connie's body has passed away, but her soul lives with Jesus. And one day, when Christ returns, just as he promised to do, all who have died in the faith will be raised up just like he was on that very first Easter. And we will live together with him in the new creation for all eternity. And we heard a beautiful description of what that's going to be like earlier in that passage from Revelation. And let me just remind you what it says once again, starting with verse 3. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. My friends, the Lord is Connie's light, and the Lord is our light and salvation too. We have absolutely nothing to fear. We look forward to standing before that throne that day, the throne of God alongside with Connie in paradise for all eternity. That is where we will finally be in our eternal comfort zone. That is where we will be glad to be home, because there's no place like home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Connie Dries and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Connie and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Congregation may be seated. At this time, I will invite Connie's son-in-law, Chris, to come and share some words.
Good morning. Thank you, everyone, for being here in celebration of Connie's passing. I'm not much of a believer in signs or omens, but it's over 75 degrees out there today, and Connie didn't like cold weather. So I have to think that this is God's sign and him smiling upon us and showing us. I've been very privileged to be part of this family and to be brought in by Kate. Pastor mentioned home. I would probably not only agree with that, and most excellent sermon, by the way, but also to use the word family, because Connie and Jean together, and I have to mention them both in the same line, lived it together. I'm glad she's with Jean now. They were yoked inseparably by love, and if they ever disagreed, I never saw it, wasn't part of it, and they were pretty much all in for everything that they did. They were all in for family, for the get-togethers, for the Hofbräufest, and I think they even began cleaning several months before the Hofbräufest would actually happen so that they could have people over to the house. They were all in as much as they could help when apple butter moved to Litchfield, and they had been in Litchfield and so forth. So we had a lot of family occasions of getting together with that. But they were always helping to prepare, whether it was fully physical or the use of a cane or the use of a walker or the use of a wheelchair. But they loved people, and they loved the Lord. They loved family. They even loved their dog. And I'm not allowed to go any farther with that one by family's mandate. But of all the things, there was a book written recently called Things That Matter. It had a different persuasion, but I think the single word is family that Connie and Jean lived and loved. And yes, we're all poorer without them, but we're much richer for having known them. The several words come to mind, and in fact, in the receiving line today that came up many, many times, one was, she was a sweetheart, and that could not be more accurate. Others that lived close by said she was a good neighbor, and that extended further than the neighborhood. The other word that came up was grandma, not just for those two over there, but everybody probably under 30 in the audience. The other phrase was, chocolate angel food cake, and that tended to come up because Connie would bake, and she loved it, and she loved feeding people and taking care of people, but she loved her family, and each and every one of you is family, or you wouldn't be here today, and I'm so thankful to have all of you here. Kathy asked me to read a poem that Risa Stirin had given us recently, and it's just about some of the mystery that we have in life, and it's called The Tapestry of My Life, and it goes, my life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I cannot choose the colors. He works so steadily. Oft time he weaves in sorrow, and I in foolish pride. Forget, he sees the upper, and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttles cease to fly will God unroll the tapestry and explain the reason why. The dark threads are as needed in the weaver's skillful hand as are the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he has planned. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. We're going to conclude now with our final hymn, which is How Great Thou Art, number 801.